This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Did somebody have the $1 billion ticket for the Powerball jackpot? That's part of the conversation. Speaking of jackpots, wow, what goes up must come down or must go back up again. Gas prices are rising, food prices are up, and people are furious. I feel you. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, what happens in my world? What happens in your world? It's what we're talking about on this show. So let's start first with the good news for somebody, maybe. It's easier to get struck by lightning, apparently, but somebody could have won $1 billion. Of course, you take out the taxes, it's still an incredible amount of money. So here are the winning numbers just for grins. You may have a crumpled up ticket somewhere. 19, 13, 39, 59, 36. The Powerball is 13. You know, I don't play the lottery except for when it's really high because I get that same kind of fever that you get and I plunk down a couple dollars. I had two numbers in a Powerball. So I did not win a ton of money, but I more than got my money back. So how about that? What's interesting is if somebody wins it, and they usually, winners almost always opt for cash, so you would get $497.3 million free and clear. That's what you would get, which is absolutely incredible. Powerball is played in 45 states. That's why people are talking about it. People that listen to this show, D.C., Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands also playing that Powerball. So, you know, there you go. On the downside, anytime you fill up and you got to commute somewhere or you're running kids around or you're doing your job and it includes paying for the gas to get from point A to point B or everywhere in between, you feel it because you're trying to stretch those paychecks. So gasoline prices up for the first time in 16 days. And we saw that the national average $3.76 a gallon, that snapped the streak of declines that we had been seeing. And so now it's a question of, you know, what happens next. While we're struggling with inflation, Exxon on Friday posted their highest profit in their 152-year history. Chevron had its second-best quarter ever. And you're paying a lot at the pump. So people are screaming about the oil companies and are we being gouged and what's happening there? Well, there's lots of reasons. Inventories on the East Coast have been depleted to their lowest levels in a decade for this time of year. Imports from Europe, which is, of course, energy starved, are slow. And top suppliers like India have cut back on shipments because of refinery maintenance there. And we have a refinery problem in the United States. So that's part of the reason for the shortage. What will happen? Will we expand emergency fuel reserves, rather? Will we require private companies to have minimum inventories? Those decisions have not been made, but they've been discussed. They've been discussed as possibilities. The president made a big threat about with big oil and windfall profits and taxing the windfall profits. But again, nothing that would affect you or I has happened yet at this point, except for that the prices have gone up. The world's biggest craps table, which is the stock market, did post this. The Dow had the best October ever, despite the drop in stocks. Investors are waiting to see what the feds are going to say. Are we going to see the interest rates shoot up again on Wednesday? I am almost certain that will happen. There is a great chance that there's a 75 basis point hike that's probably coming, but we'll see. I don't know. I couldn't really get the acknowledgement of that. I just know from other people in the market that that's a possibility, and we know we've talked about that, and that's what keeps happening because the Fed thinks that's the way to cool inflation. But for the Dow, to backpedal there, the average finished with the best October since you go way back to January of 1976. So it surpassed, you know, 14%. It's a 10.65% threshold to secure what a blue chip gauge would be, meaning your big stocks, that's what blue chip is, to have that happen. And so it was that kind of October. So that is good news, actually. And we're seeing that, you know, will we see the job market continue to strength? Will we see holiday spending? Will we have solid holiday spending? That could mean a solid end of the year, but right now it's just all what's in the balance. And we'll see where inflation goes, because are we going to head into that dreaded recession? But some people say, what recession? We're already in a recession. What are you talking about? The other story that I think a lot of people are talking about is Paul Pelosi being hammered by a maniac that was going after Nancy Pelosi, and the fact that he wanted to hold her hostage, he wanted to break her kneecaps, he said he wanted her to confess, and he confessed to what he wanted to do. He is accused of attacking Paul Pelosi in his home on October 28th, and he's been charged with assault and attempted kidnapping by the Department of Justice. They announced the two federal charges on Monday. This David DePepe is 42 years old, and he is charged with one count of assault of an immediate family member of a United States official. That can be a maximum sentence of 30 years in prison. He's also charged with one count of kidnapping. That's a 20-year maximum prison sentence. And then the FBI released on Monday additional details to some of the previous reports, and that's where we found out that he admitted to police that he planned to break Nancy's kneecaps to show other members of Congress there were consequences for their actions. He told police he broke into the house through a glass door using a hammer and woke Paul Pelosi up in his bedroom, saying Pelosi appeared surprised. He told him to wake up and that he was looking for Nancy. So Pelosi was able to call 911 at 2:23 in the morning, alert the police that he was in his home just by some of the things that he was saying off in the background. But it was hard to hear, and there was all kinds of things going on. And when the police arrived, DePepe and Pelosi were each holding the hammer with one hand. DePepe took control of the hammer and violently attacked Pelosi. And then that's when, you know, they took him down, and Pelosi was transported to the hospital, had to have surgery on his skull. It's supposed to make a full recovery. And, boy, they found all kinds of things. Twist ties were found in the bedroom. He had planned to tie up Nancy Pelosi. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. That story has definitely provoked lots of thoughts among people about running for office and just how safe it is anyway. Coming up next, on the lighter side, we're going to the man cave.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
It's time to
invade the
We are in the man cave, and, you know, throughout the weekend at some major sporting events, people sported some pretty interesting costumes. There is something about Halloween that brings out the kid or the kooky in all of us. I will say this. I've talked a lot about horror movies, and I just read something as the top five horror movies of all time, ranked by experts, and The Exorcist in 1973 was number one on the list. Halloween in 1978 was two, and Paranormal Activity that came out in 2007 was number three on the list, and four was The Shining in 1980. It Follows 2014. That was number five on the list. I mean, I think it's personal taste. And I think costumes are about that, too. What are you willing to dress up like and feel comfortable in? Like I said, some people really, really did it up. They did it up for Monday Night Football. Even Troy Aikman and Joe Buck, as we are here in the man/woman cave, went throwback. They had ABC yellow blazers on, which was, I think, kind of funny. The Browns pummeled the Bengals 32-13. They hit pay dirt, so to speak. Jacoby Brissett and the Browns defense, and they did what, you know, what they had to do. Heading into this game to cap off another strange week in the NFL, I think a lot of experts were kind of narrowly predicting that the Bengals will win it, but easily could have been the Browns because the Bengals didn't have one of their main elements. Ja'Marr Chase wasn't there, the wide receiver. He was out. So that made a big difference, I think, for the Bengals and their efforts. You know, Joe Burrow trying to make something happen, and he was sacked, and the defense of the Browns just was all over him. So a great game played by the Browns and a weak game played by Cincinnati. They just couldn't get it together. All right, the rest of the NFL went like this. And by the way, we had no winner for Nail the Score. Nobody predicted what would happen in that Jets-Patriots game. The Patriots won 22-17. Zach Wilson struggled, the quarterback for the Jets. He was intercepted three times. So nobody nailed the score. Remember, in our Tuesday show, in our first hour, final segment, your chance to win prizes, to not know anything about football or know a lot about football. Pick the game of the week. You just say who you think is going to win and what the final score is going to be. So here are some final scores in case you missed some of it. The Bills, 6-1, beating the Packers. What's going on with the Packers? They're 3-5. 27-17, Aaron Rodgers has the biggest hangdog look besides Tom Brady that I've seen in a very, very long time. Seahawks, Geno Smith, 212 yards passed, a couple of touchdowns. Looked good against the Giants, 27-13. They pick up their fifth win. The Giants are 6-2. The 49ers in that battle for California, there's a big rivalry between the 49ers and the Rams. It was easy pickings for San Francisco, 31-14. Christian McCaffrey, the pickup of him, he did it all. Whether it was passing, whether it was scoring, whatever, he is a great asset to the 49ers, and he showed it in what he was able to do against the Rams. The Commanders' last-minute scurrying paid off for them in a touchdown. Tyler Heinicke, they beat the Colts 17-16. The Titans, Derrick Henry is amazing, 219 rushing yards, two touchdowns. The Titans beat the Texans 17-10. The Eagles are the only team undefeated, 7-0, at home, beating the Steelers 35-13. The Saints, who dat nation, are you happy? Kamara. Come on. Alvin Kamara, amazing. Three touchdowns. The Saints just crushed the Raiders. A donut. Nothing. No points. 24-0. The Vikings are 6-1. They beat the Cardinals. Cardinals, what's happening? Kyler Murray, what's going on? Throwing for 326 yards, three touchdowns, not enough in the end. KJ Osborne with much needed touchdown, and the Vikings win 34-26. They pick up the win, and the Cardinals really needed it. So they're 6-1. The Dolphins, at the last moment, come back into the game against the Lions, and they win 31-27. Tua Mania on display no matter where he is, 382 yards passing and three touchdowns. The Cowboys with Dak Prescott beating the Bears 49-29, but it was about running back Tony Pollard, three touchdowns, 131 yards. He looked great, and the Cowboys looked good. The NFC East is pretty competitive for sure. The Falcons beat the Panthers. Field goal in overtime made the difference, 37-34, so they're 4-4. The Panthers are 2-6. The Broncos in London beat Jacksonville 21-17. Russell Wilson, I think, really needed a win, and he got a win. 252 yards passing and a touchdown. It was kind of a blasé game, though. And, of course, the week started off with the Ravens beating the Buccaneers and Tom Brady at the end of the week announcing that he was divorced from Gisele Bündchen, his wife. There was so much speculation about that, constant speculation, and I think they had things in the works and knew what they were doing because they knew there was so much attention being put on them and so much paparazzi. So they released statements saying it was amicable and the focus is on the kids. And Tom Brady said his focus was on his children and winning football games. And that's what professionals do. You focus at work when it's time to work. And then you come home, you focus on priorities that are at home. So they were married for 13 years. And now they'll have joint custody of their two children. One's 12 and one's 9. And, you know, there was, like I said, there was so much speculation about that. And it's interesting. The Buccaneers are struggling. They are 3-5, but they were not struggling last year. They were almost there. And the year before, of course, they won the Super Bowl because there's so much speculation about, oh, what happens if Tom Brady has a terrible year? He's Tom Brady. If Tom Brady wants to stay with Tampa, I think he's going to stay with Tampa. I think he'll do another year no matter what happens. It's not a great year. It's not, but I don't believe they would dump Tom Brady at all. So we'll see. It'll be an interesting saga to watch as far as Tampa's concerned, and if they get that rhythm and timing and everything else. They just seem out of sync is what it looks like to me. A few drop balls, passes, and trying to catch up at the last moment, and you know, just absolutely crazy. And anytime a quarterback struggles, of course, there's speculation about all kinds of things. Like even the Jets. The Jets have Zach Wilson, who had 3 interceptions. And Robert Saleh, the coach, said, look, I have full faith in this guy. He had 3 terrible interceptions in that loss to the Patriots. But he says he's going to ride Wilson for the duration. That's what he said, barring injury. Every time he kept getting asked about it, he said, he's our quarterback. He's our quarterback. Wilson was drafted 2nd overall in 2021. And he's never been benched, even with rocky performances in 18 career starts. So he's, you know, his coach is backing him up. He's that's what he's saying. He's saying he got us to where we are now. So this is a bad game, whatever. I mean, his numbers aren't great, but I think it's great that the coach is backing him up. All right, the World Series. The Phillies made the World Series as the scrappy, unlikely team to get there, and they are tied in their series with the Astros, 1-1. They were supposed to play on Halloween night. There was rain, so it was terrible rain, so they postponed that game to Tuesday. So game 3 will be on Tuesday, and this is a good series. The first game was great. It was extra innings and some heroics by the Phillies in the end that paid off. And then, of course, this last game, it was all about the Astros. I thought this would go 7. It may go 7 the way that it's looking. That's it for the Man Cave. Remember, you can always send me your thoughts about anything to do with the world of sports. Kate@katedelaneyradio.com. And don't forget about Tuesdays and our Nail the Score final segment.
About to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. The man who reportedly clubbed House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband in the head with a hammer, shouting, "Where is Nancy?" after forcing his way into the couple's San Francisco home, faced charges of attempted murder and other felonies. The death toll from a suspension bridge collapse in India rose to 134, with many of the victims children, as authorities opened a criminal case into one of the deadliest accidents in the country in the past 10 years. The bridge was built under British colonial rule and reopened only last week after repairs. The Supreme Court is set to hear arguments in two major cases involving Harvard University and the University of North Carolina that could imperil decades-old affirmative action policies that factor race into student admissions to boost black and Hispanic enrollment on American campuses. This is USA Radio News.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Excited to take you to Australia for a conversation with Heather Coombs. Her book, Marathon Wheeler, Living with Physical Disability. This woman is a dynamo. I don't think anything is stopping her, and I don't think it ever has stopped her. This is a must read, I think, for anyone. So, Heather, thanks for joining us. You and I had a great off-air conversation, and your road has been so fascinating. But let's start from the beginning. What is it that put you in a wheelchair? Tell us about your so-called disability.
Okay. I live in a motorized wheelchair, mostly, and I have cerebral palsy, which is a neurological condition that I've had since birth. The medical profession don't know exactly what causes it. But I was 2 months premature when I was born, and very ill when I was a baby. But my parents say that even when I was small, there was evidence of my sheer determination to live.
And you definitely show the evidence of that without question. And in your book, you take us on all kinds of interesting journeys, things that are challenges, things that happen. One of your chapters is security and strangeness. Tell us about strangeness and some of the things that you've had to deal with.
Whenever I go on holidays, for example, this is just one example, many people kind of think, isn't it great that we're going on holidays? But going to a different environment that's outside my home and my routine requires a lot of pre-planning. It just doesn't happen. I've got to make sure that I've got the right equipment there, I've got the right support people, the surroundings are accessible, and that sort of thing. So whenever I cope with a strange situation, I need to go into planning mode to try and, get over that sense of strangeness and to exercise some control over the unknown.
And I love this chapter because don't we all need to do that? How often, in a different way, you teach us, yes, you have control to plan certain things, to know certain things, so you're not stuck in a situation, and you do that so well. In fact, you do it so well that it's interesting what you have done with your life. Tell the people that are listening, and this is wonderful, about your love for books and where that led you. And you talk about this throughout the book.
Okay. When I was a teenager, I went through a lot of emotional turmoil. And my father, who was a scholar, he loved reading as well. And so he, with his own pastoral sensitivity, he fed me with a lot of books to read of Christian psychiatrists who helped me understand, you know, the alienation and loneliness that I was feeling. My father also gave me books on biographies of inspiring people who worked in adversarial situations. And I think even when I was doing librarianship later on, one of the theses I did was the value of bibliotherapy, which is the art of prescribing books for particular challenges. And I know for me, books have been very therapeutic, and they've given me tools to navigate whatever life has thrown at me.
And what's interesting, too, you mentioned it, the path besides going down the path of being able to do what you did so well with the library slant. Also, you talk about the fact that, of course, God has given you strength. And your very last chapter is God Gives Breath for the Marathon. Tell us about that.
Well, having a physical disability is not something that automatically gets better tomorrow. You need strength for the long haul, and I mean lots of strength. And there are times in my disability which takes a lot of energy from me. I think to myself, God, I can't cope with this by myself. I need you with your extra plus power to get me through, not 4 years to come, but for today and the next day. I think my faith has taught me to take things a day at a time, and it allows me to think that I'm only a small cog in a big universe. But that power, that universal power, is available to me to strengthen my spirit, to help my body to work. But also, faith tells me that I'm not here just to receive help, which I do a lot of and I'm appreciative of, but my faith also tells me that I need to serve others and to love others where they are. And so it gives me an opportunity that I'm not the center of the universe. My purpose and my goal is to help as many people as I can.
Oh, that's beautiful. Love others where they are. That's another hashtag from that. And, of course, the word marathon is in it. We're speaking with Heather Coombs, her book, Marathon Wheeler, Living with Physical Disability. You can easily get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold. What made you decide you were going to tell your story and write this book?
Well, I'd retired from many years in aged care chaplaincy. Eventually, and I wanted something to do that was productive in my retirement years. So I started to write my memoir to try and make sense of the kaleidoscope of experiences that I'd had. But beyond that initial goal, I wanted also to give people practical understanding of what it was like to experience disability in the everyday, but also to help people relate with more sensitivity to how they can best relate to people with disability, and not to lose your sense of humour in doing so. I think some people think that because we're in wheelchairs, we're broken, fragile people. But underneath the fragility, there is often a lot more to get to know in that person.
I love that. And I want to make sure that we know that people know you also have another book. So with the minute or so that we have left, tell us about your next book that's already out there, that's already done.
Yes, it's called The Many Faces of Grief, Finding Pathways to Healing. And it's about the various kinds of grief that people experience, not just bereavement of losing someone special, although that's very important, but the grief that we've experienced through COVID, through maybe pregnancy loss, through maybe people who are incarcerated for a crime they've committed. There's a lot of grief in that process. There's grief that health professionals feel when they lose a patient or a client. There's a number of different griefs, griefs of experiencing disability and aging. So I wanted to outline some of those, but also to outline some points of where we can go to find the pathways to healing.
Wow, that's wonderful. And of course, you have that roadmap there. And the same with this book. It's so empowering, I think, without a doubt. You can get, of course, these books on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. Heather Coombs, what a delight to spend some time with you. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you very much, Kate.
Feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Poudiarco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Roseanne Forte joins us. She's written a book called The Plans He Has For Me, a 12-week daily devotional from freedom from alcohol. Wait till you hear her story and how powerful it is. Roseanne, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me, Kate.
Why'd you write this book?
You know, it's really a book about my personal walk. I am a person that kind of drank for a variety of reasons, the reasons that society tells you you should drink, you know, for social events, for sporting events. When you go out and you have a romantic dinner, you go to happy hour with friends. You know, when I got older, it was, you know, for children's birthday parties. It doesn't matter. Every event seemed to involve alcohol. And then later it was, you know, to manage stress and anxiety. And then one day you say, hey, I really shouldn't be doing this as much anymore. And it becomes like an, uh-oh, why can't I stop? This is difficult. And I was super resistant against any form of, you know, the AA thing. Not that I don't want to take away from it because it's helped save so many lives, you know, over the decades. But for me, I was like, I really don't want to label myself. I don't think I'm an alcoholic. I just want to stop drinking. And then COVID hit, and I started getting really nervous about my drinking habit because it was pretty serious. And I quit, but I also found a coaching program, a secular coaching program that really changed and transformed my life, like over a period of 3 months. And I was like, wow. This is super transformational. Why would I want to go back to where I was? And I started working for them, and I started enrolling people in the program, and I recognized a lot of Christians coming in, and I'm a Christian, and just really looking for that faith-based aspect as well, and I'd encourage them that I was a Christian and it was, you know, okay to go through this. And they were very, like, I recognized a lot of biblical principles and the things that I learned. So I just started documenting it and the client and sharing it with clients, and they're like, oh, this is so good. You need to continue this. And that's kind of how it came about, you know, me documenting that journey with things I recognized that were always in God's word. So, yeah, that's how it came about.
So, wow, you know, you knew you had that problem, you stopped drinking, you find the answer to that, and then you find that, this is bigger. Like you said, that there were so many Christians that were involved. What am I missing here? Give us a little piece of that. What would someone find out in getting The Plan He Has For Me, which is a brilliant title?
It's knowing that there is a bigger plan, right? That, you know, I feel like there were lots of promises about how alcohol makes your life wonderful, and that's certainly what I believed. But when I found out, you know, what I really found out when I took it away is there's a much bigger plan, right? I get to use my gifts. I get to wake up with joy. I get to be healthier. My resting heart rate has gone down. My weight has gone down. My joy has gone up. My peace has gone up. You know, I'm just a more confident person, and I was, like, in the house with the blinds closed drinking. So, you know, that's what I want people to know, is there's a better plan. Our subconscious minds are lying to us about, you know, our need for it. And so I try to spend this 12 weeks showing people that there's a different path, and one that provides so much joy, and that, you know, there is a better plan.
And you and I talked up there, and you said something that I wrote down immediately. You talk about fill your life with purpose and the importance of forgiving yourself and others. Why don't people do that?
You know, it's hard. Because we don't see it when we're drinking, basically. Yeah. And that's why it takes 12 weeks. You know, the first kind of 4 weeks, 2 to 4 weeks, your body's detoxing, and, you know, we're looking for other, habits to put in place with our, drinking. Like, so instead of grabbing a drink, what else can we do to solve that problem? So that's the first, part. Then the second part is like, okay, you have all this space in your life. You're not drinking, you're not recovering from drinking, and you're not thinking about how to stop drinking. So we took something out. What are we going to put back in? We have a gift. We've been put on this earth for a purpose. Let's start using that. What have you always wanted to do? What hobby did you used to engage in that you're not anymore? What can you go back to school for that you've always dreamed to do about? You have the time now, right? And we also, in that second 4 weeks, we do focus, as you mentioned, on forgiveness, because a lot of people have these stories that haunt them in their mind. And so we really talk a lot about forgiveness of self and forgiveness of others, so that we don't have to live in the past, that we can look forward to the future, because God doesn't want us to be stuck in our past, because it limits the ability to have purpose and, you know, live a life of joy that was intended, really.
For you, writing, and again, this book you can get on Amazon or wherever great books are sold, The Plan He Has For Me, a 12-week daily devotional for freedom from alcohol. What was it like putting this together? Because it sounds like, well, you just wanted to share it with the world.
Yeah, and I look back, like, I'm almost 3 years now, and I look back, and I don't think I could write that today. It was written so shortly after the experience of putting alcohol to the side that it's kind of, you know how you have an experience in life, and the further away you get from it, the harder it is to really be detailed about what you're going through. And mm-hmm. So I am so appreciative that I wrote this with the experience kind of raw and the emotions raw. And so what I find is as people go through this, they're like, oh my gosh, you're speaking to me. And that is the most wonderful thing. When you buy the book, you have access to a free Facebook, a private Facebook group. What people don't know when they're drinking and they're having all these conversations about, I call it mental gymnastics. I'll only drink on the weekends. I'll only drink with friends. I'll only drink after five. I'll only drink on holidays. And when you get into this private group, you realize everyone's having the same thought. And not feeling alone is really important to this walk. Like, wait a minute, I'm not the only one struggling. This is pretty typical. And that's what I want people to know, that you're not alone. There's a lot of people that have kind of what I call fallen for the lie. I mean, not everybody is affected by alcohol in this way, but it is a pretty big problem in our society that people don't have an outlet, you know, to try and figure out in a manner that deals with no shame, right? I'm trying to take out all of the languaging about recovery, alcoholic, sober. I'm like, no, I'm choosing to be alcohol free because it is a much better way to live. And that's, that's something I really want to work hard at getting across, that there doesn't need to be shame and a choice to make your life better.
Yeah, and one of the takeaways you told me that I thought was fascinating, too, is about rewiring your brain and that there's a science-based approach here, too, right?
Yes, thank you for reminding me of that. God designed our brains to, you know, be efficient. And when we learn things, it's stored in our unconscious or subconscious mind. So that's why we can go to and from work without even realizing how we did that. You know, we can be talking on the phone doing something else. And so the same as, you know, good habits can be stored in our subconscious mind, bad habits can be too. And so what we're working on is creating a new neural pathway that feels more natural. Now, that may be a little bit uncomfortable at first because it's not easy to change any habit. But the thing is, the practice, and that's, again, the reason for the 12 weeks, the more you practice, the easier it becomes. So it is a science-based approach, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, perfect place to end this. Pick it up, the plans he has for me, a 12-week daily devotional from Freedom from Alcohol. Roseanne Forte, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, Kate.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.